Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Surprises. Well, we had a little surprise earlier this morning at the 8 o'clock service. The sound system wasn't working. And Dave Chalmers came up to me and he said, "Well, could be worse, could be Easter Sunday." I said, "Yeah." And somebody alertly said, "Well, it depends on how you look at it, glass half full or glass half empty." And by the way, that's kind of glass half full or glass half empty. How do you look at life? People often describe themselves as optimists or pessimists. The optimist sees the glass as half full. Pessimist sees the glass half empty. Either way, I suppose the goal is to have a full glass. An empty glass is just something that you look at. Wonder who's going to wash it. Full glass, you have the entire beverage waiting for you. Full glass gives you hope and anticipation. An empty glass means happiness has departed. Well, we Christians are often mocked for this Sunday and during Holy Week. We're looked at as people who concentrate on the negative. We concentrate on things like, we see Jesus' passion. We see him riding in to Jerusalem on a donkey, the foal, the colt of a donkey. Humility. And we see him going to the cross to be killed on Friday. Seems like we're celebrating the death of Jesus. Sounds pretty negative. Sounds like there's some sort of deep-seated need in ourselves to beat ourselves up, to look on the dark side. How did we start? How did we start our service? "I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities." Iniquities is just that filth of sin that I lie in. The guilt of sin. Sounds pretty negative. Glass half empty. And then next week, Holy Week, Easter Sunday. Same people will look at us and say, "Oh, you foolish Christians. You believe in this myth of some ancient guy, some figurehead, Jesus Christ, actually rose from the dead." And they say, "Get a life. You need to deal with the realities of this world. You need to address the problems that are going around all over. Live in the here and now. You guys are foolish. It's just that glass half full optimism of yourselves, just dreaming of someday that pie in the sky by and by. Whistling in the dark optimism, not reality." So, blessed Holy Week to you. It's a week that's not really about when it's a glass half full. And it's not a week about when the glass is half empty. It's about Jesus. It's about Jesus emptying himself completely to make us full. That's what St. Peter is talking about. That's what St. Paul is talking about in his letter to the Philippians to us today. He says, Jesus emptied himself. He emptied himself for you, that you may be full. Paul tells us to have this mind. To have this mind which was also in Christ Jesus. And what is that mind? It's a mind of love. the example of perfect love. It's a mind that is humble. He's so humble, he, as the Son of God, is coming into Jerusalem on a donkey. His is a mind of perfect obedience. Perfect obedience to the will of the Father. Perfect obedience that knows what's coming up. And yet goes willingly and uncomplainingly to be tortured, to be killed. We see this example of perfect love where Jesus pours out for us His own blood for our salvation. Love that empties Himself to serve others. Well, Paul is good at this. He says, okay, act accordingly. Act accordingly. Empty yourself. You ever tried to do that? Ever tried your hardest to do that? It seems like when you're trying to be as humble as you can, then you start getting pride in your humility. Look how humble I am. And it seems like, okay, well, I got to humble myself of that pride of being trying to be more humble than the next guy. It seems when we try to humble ourselves, when we try to empty ourselves, what do? We come up empty. Sometimes it's just the way we are. It's our human nature. It's our sinful human nature, which is by nature selfish. It goes for little things. Honey, can I have the remote control because I want to control what's on TV? Sometimes it's something that's maybe a little bigger. I want to remote control your life. I want to tell you how to live. Or how about selfishly wanting to hold a grudge? I'm mad at you and I'm not going to let that go. I'm not going to become that empty to let that go. Sometimes it's selfishly seeking our own gratification rather than serving others. The world sees those who serve others as less successful. We don't want to settle for that. We want the spotlight. In the music world, there's the soloist and the accompanist. And the accompanist's job is to make the soloist look good. So if the soloist screws up, the accompanist covers it. Maybe fudges a little bit. I don't know how they do that. Ask Curtis. He's covering up for me all the time. Not that I'm a soloist. But the point is to make the soloist look good. Accompanist's job is to empty himself or herself of their own ego, to let the soloist shine. The accompanist is the servant. And in some ways, it can be a thankless job. Whoever goes up to the accompanist and says, "Great job, accompanist. You really made that soloist shine." We don't tend to do that. But the soloist needs the accompanist. And the accompanist needs the soloist. But we in the world see only the soloist. And I don't know. Are we just being pessimistic? Are we just looking on the dark side? It's reality. It's human nature. When we try to empty ourselves, come up empty. But Jesus, emptying himself, didn't come up empty. He poured himself out fully, completely, so that when he was empty, We are full. That's Christ. During his time on earth, he came to be a human being. He didn't use all of his divine powers always. He came as what we call the state of humiliation. It starts when he became a tiny baby in the womb of Mary. He continued that, living under the law, the same law that we live under, not because he had to, but for our sake. And ultimately, this week, as we look at Holy Week, we see how much of his divine power he sets aside, going to the cross, even to death on a cross for you and me. That's how much he emptied himself for you, of all of his divine power. And when he's being mocked on the cross, if you're the Son of God, come down and save yourself. Man, wouldn't that be tempting? Wouldn't it be tempting to come down and just zap that guy? What does he do? No, he stays there. He stays on the cross to forgive that guy who's mocking him. That guy, you and me, who want to control the remote control. That guy who selfishly wants to control the other people in our lives so they live according to the way I think they should live. Death on a cross. That's how Jesus emptied himself. But God the Father did not leave him empty. He exalted him. He restored him not only to life, but to the right hand of God the Father for your sake and for my sake. So that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow and every tongue confess that he is Lord. That's what he's restored to, for your sake and for my sake. And now, brothers and sisters in Christ, this is Jesus, restored to his full glory and honor, sitting at the right hand of God the Father for you and me. For you and me. His glass is not half full, it's completely full. And it's not just some foolish optimism. It's reality and truth. Jesus is not just some accompanist. He's the whole thing, the whole ensemble. Accompanist and soloist together. But he seems like he serves us like the accompanist. Because what he does is just like the accompanist makes the soloist look good, that is how Jesus makes you look before the throne of God. Yes, in the spotlight. Yes, in the limelight. With all the glory of God shining on you as a perfect human being reborn in Christ. With the glory and righteousness and purity of Jesus himself, that is how God the Father looks at you because of Christ. For the sake of Christ, that is for you. You, brothers and sisters in Christ, are in Christ a glass full. In Christ Jesus, we who are empty ourselves, we who cannot empty ourselves by ourselves, are lifted up by him and filled with him. Talk about being filled with the Holy Spirit. That's because of Christ. That's what you can live in your baptism. Better than any water. Better than baptismal water. That's how God sees you. That's how God exalts you. So that you have a name that is above all other names, the name of Christ, Christian. So that when you bow before the Lord, you're not going to bow in shame, but you're going to bow in praise and thanksgiving for what God has done through Jesus Christ for you. He humbled himself to death on the cross to take away our death, to pay for our sins. That selfishly wanting to remote control each other, that's forgiven. That selfishly holding a grudge against someone, that's forgiven. That selfishly wanting the spotlight for yourself, that's forgiven too. All of our sins are forgiven. That's what it means to share fully in Christ's exaltation. That's what it means to be filled with faith and joy because of Jesus Christ our Lord. By emptying himself, Jesus fills you. He gives you life, not so that you will die, but so that you will live eternally. So Christians, live in that this week. Know that that is what Jesus is doing for you as he goes to the cross for you. On Good Friday, feel emptied of your sin. It all goes to the cross. And on Easter Sunday next week, celebrate the exaltation of Christ, because it's your exaltation too. The promise of eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. That's what he gives you. That's how he makes you full. In Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Please rise.